This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Roger Easland from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. And leading us in our pledge is Paige Larissa Buchholz from Tripp, South Dakota.
Let us pray. All-powerful and merciful God, we recognize that we need your help. May we find wise counsel as your Spirit moves in, through, and with our lives. We have accepted the responsibility set before us to serve these wonderful people of South Dakota. Grant us, in our friendships, in our relationships, a deep sense of understanding of justice mixed with compassion as we do the work of the people. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will call the roll.
Blake, Boland, Boomgarten, Bruner, Berg, Carson, Cronin, Kurd, Cutler, Diedrich, Denner, Dreyer, Elliott, Engels, Bain, Fargen, Feikert, Feinstein, Furix, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironcloud, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Lust, McLaughlin, Mosier, Noam, Norstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Romkin, Arounds, Russell, Schleckaway, Schrentz, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turtleville, Van Gerpen, Vanderlande, Vanneman, Verschio, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the second day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of select committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, House and State journals and bills and other legislative printing for the two houses has reported. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, Manny Steele, and Jason Ferrix, House Committee, Thomas Dempster, Cooper Garnas, and Gary Hansen, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for a memorial service for deceased former members of the South Dakota House of Representatives and Senate. Respectfully reports, Roger Hunt, Nick Mosier, and H. Paul Dennard, House Committee, Tom Hansen, Art Frisley, and Sandra Gerstad, Senate Committee.
Consideration of reports of select committees. They're seeing no objection. We will revert to order of business number 9, consideration of reports of joint select committees.
Representative Fain moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules of the 84th legislative session as found on page 40 of the House Journal be adopted.
Question for the South Dakota House Representative. Representative Fain's motion that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the 84th legislative session as found on page 40 of the House Journal be adopted. Question being, this is a roll call vote, ladies and gentlemen. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Putnam.
Yes.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, excuse 2.
The motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect is hereby declared passed.
Representative Fain moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the compensation for the elected and appointed officers and employees for the 84th legislative session of the, as found on pages 40 and 41 of the House Journal be adopted.
Question being on Representative Fain's motion to receive the compensation for the elected and appointed officials and officers and employees for the 84th legislative session found on pages 40 and 41. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Diedrich.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted, sir.
Thank you. Members of the body, one of the things that we like to do is bring pages here. And one of the things we do with our pages is we encourage them to come back and visit us again and hopefully go on to be an intern at some point in time and maybe, just maybe, sit in these chairs that we are so privileged to sit in. With that, I want to have you recognize and help me welcome a page who is not only a former page, but she's also the daughter of a former legislator. That would be Representative Sam Nachtigall, who also went over to the other side and became a senator at one time. But would you please help me welcome Emily Nachtigall, who's in our gallery today.
Welcome, Emily.
Representatives Jensen, Krebs, Lust, Street. Representative Street. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, excuse 2.
The motion having received an affirmative vote, a majority of the members elect is hereby declared passed.
Representative Boomgarden moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the legislative days for the 84th legislative session on, as found on page 41 of the House Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of the Representative Boomgarden motion will signify by saying aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Representative Hunt moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the selection of chaplains for the 84th legislative session as found on page 42 of the House Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of the Representative Hunt motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. There being no objection, the House will revert to order business number 8, motions.
Representative Fain moves that the temporary House rules of the 84th legislative session be made the permanent House rules of the 84th legislative session.
Are there any remarks? Seeing none, the question being on Representative Fain's motion that the temporary House rules be adopted. This is a roll call vote, ladies and gentlemen. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, excused 1.
The Representative Fain motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect is hereby declared passed.
Representative Fain moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12 p.m. on Friday, January 16th, the fourth legislative day.
All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1084, an act to permit the...
For those in the gallery,
where
all bill titles have to be read in open forum. That's what they're doing down here in this day and age of computers. We're able to read over top of each other because you can go see those bills online. This is an efficiency measure to get us out of here just a little bit faster. The Speaker assigns House Bill 1084, 1085, 1086, 1087, 1088, and 1089 to the Committee on Judiciary. Announcements. Representative Bannerman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's an extreme honor to address this esteemed body today. I have an announcement of one of our esteemed colleagues here today, from Vivian, who is celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, Representative Junkie.
Happy birthday. Outstanding. You cannot tell that he's 36 years old today. Representative Junkie.
I don't have a calculator, but thank you, Mr. Speaker. For the body's information, this is an honor that many of you that have birthdays while we're in session will receive. And I've always been forthcoming with my 10 years that I've been here. Of course, 10 years ago, I was 44 when I stood up this mic. Now I'm 54, but it is a distinct honor to have family wish you a happy birthday, and I wish you and thank you all very much.
Thank you, Representative. Any further announcements? Sorry, Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Another big day is coming up also on next Tuesday, January 20th. We will inaugurate our 44th President of the United States. And a couple things are happening. For one, we're passing around a joint resolution that we hope we can get bipartisan support for, just congratulating the new president. Also on Tuesday at 11 o'clock our time, he will give his inaugural address. And we've arranged with the leadership and with LRC to open room 414 with those big screen televisions. So anybody who wants to watch the inauguration for the next hour, hour and a half, or whatever time you have, we hope you put it in your schedule. We'd welcome, obviously, staff, members of both parties, and anyone interested. It's a special day for America, I really believe, and let's hope it's a good day for South Dakota. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Commissioner Dilges will be there to speak about the state of the budget, not the numbers, but where the process is at. At 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Secretary Bowman will give a report on health, long care, health care. Thank you.
Thank you. 8 o'clock appropriations. They get to sleep in. Further announcements. Representative Fain.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder once again on the start time change in state affairs tomorrow. State affairs will meet tomorrow at 8:30 in room 414. We're going to do a late start since the National Guard breakfast is going on. We don't want to cut them out early, and it's just our organizational meeting anyway tomorrow. So state affairs, 8:30, room 414.
Thank you, Representative. Further announcements. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I could have some latitude on two announcements, please.
Well, we'll see.
Okay, first announcement is your Commerce Committee will have its first organizational meeting tomorrow morning, 4:64 at 10 a.m. My second announcement this afternoon, I touched on this briefly yesterday. You received a handout at your desk this afternoon. Immediately following session in room 414, we will have our South Dakota Retirement System and the investment officer, Matt Clark, up in 414, giving you a little bit of a talk about the retirement system and the funded status of our trust funds. I would encourage all of you to attend. It'll be very informational for you to attend. A lot of information there, especially with the condition everything is these days. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further announcements, Representative Dreyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just want to let everybody know, remind you that Guard breakfast tomorrow morning, 6:30. They have a great breakfast, real bacon, real sausage, get a real meal. And It's a good opportunity to meet the new Adjutant General, some of the new leadership in the Guard, and hear about what's going on with the Ops Tempo in the Guard. We've got a lot of deployments to Afghanistan, Iraq this year, a lot of upcoming deployments, and learn about those, learn about what's going on in the Guard. Thanks.
Thank you, Representative. Remember that Guard breakfast tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Further announcements, Representative Ryan Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just want to extend another invitation. I know you all received one. It's on the list of to the Cultural Heritage Center this afternoon, starting at 4 o'clock. It's a good chance to go up and see basically what our state museum and get a tour in the back and see how they archive everything. They'll have a little vino, some really good appetizers, so I really encourage you to come on up. It's really something to see. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further announcements? Hearing none, Representative Chuck Durbeville.
Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Speaker, I respectfully move that we adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.